More than 400,000 children in the U.S. are foster kids. In Los Angeles County, 20% of those kids are LGBT, with no guarantee that they'll be placed with foster parents who accept them. From member station KPCC, Leo Duran tells us about an effort to change that.
The backyard of Juana Zacarias' home hugs the railroad tracks, snaking through her town of Oxnard, California.
The backyard has a little palm trees to make it a little homey.
It's a cozy three-bedroom, and her room is decorated with strips of pink polka-dotted and leopard print fabrics, but it's mostly filled with a lot of makeup.
Tons. That's my impulse.
She also has boys on her mind.
Everybody says it's dating a Latina is really hard. Give us a password to your phone and we'll be totally good.
But Juana is the only trans girl in a home that she shares with five boys.
I don't want to do my hair, so I might as well just sit down and do a wig.
Juana lives in a group home, and all six residents are foster kids, waiting for parents to adopt them or to age out of the system. It wasn't always like this for her, though. Juana grew up with a loving dad, one who accepted her when she came out at the age of 10.
I was at dinner, and he was making tacos. It was really heart-touching because he's like, you're my daughter now.
But a year later, her dad died in a drive-by shooting.
I was there. All I hear is a car skirt, and it's like, your life flashes before your eyes and someone's gone.
After that, she clashed with her mother over her dad's death, her own identity, and then got into trouble with the law. So for the past 7 years, Juana has moved from juvenile hall to group home to group home, never finding a home with a permanent family.
The probation officers, they even say it's hard to find a placement for you because you're transgender. A lot of people don't want transgenders.
Juana isn't alone. The percentage of LGBT kids in foster care is way out of proportion compared to those in the general population, 20%. That's according to a UCLA study. But since 2010, Los Angeles has had a federal grant to develop something that's nowhere else in the country, a program to teach foster families the basics about LGBT children. There's a lot to learn, according to parents like Lana Freeman.
It was something that we had never even thought about. We adopted my son when he was 4 weeks old, and I guess he came out when he was about 16.
He was gay, and that was over 20 years ago. So Freeman had to research on her own the correct terms and how to support him.
Coming from a minister's background, we were always told that it was not right.
Now she works with the National Foster Parent Association from her home in Oklahoma to help others. That's because Freeman says a lack of knowledge about LGBT issues scares some foster parents away from accepting these kids, which is why she calls the effort in LA to teach parents these issues groundbreaking.
When you think about an LGBTQ youth, when they're coming out...
This is one of those sessions. It's held by the Los Angeles LGBT Center. In a room filled with foster parents and caregivers, trainer Sarah Vitorino has them do an exercise on empathy. Participants are directed to write down the names of people they love on cards.
Okay, once you've turned them over and you can't see the names...
Then she'll tell them, take those cards and throw some away at random.
I want you to think about how it made you feel to have these people that you adore and have them taken away like that.
Vitorino says the lesson is this. You should now understand what it's like for an LGBT child when they come out and are abandoned by loved ones. As of 2012, it's California law for foster parents and providers to get training like this. But all that's required is one 60-minute session each year. And Vitorino says there's no passing or failing. You just have to attend.
So the back seat is the popular seat for the most resistant people. They'll kind of have their arms folded and refuse to participate.
And the federal grant to fund these sessions has run out. But Vitorino hopes to get more funding to continue these trainings so more LGBT children get out of group homes and into the arms of open-minded foster parents. In charge of assessing what all departments of LA County can do better to place kids with parents is foster care expert Koosh Cooper.
You need to go home to Thanksgiving. You need somebody to take you to the dentist or the airport.
And Cooper says what the county develops will be used to create standards for the whole country on how to help kids, and not just the LGBT ones.
If you can make your system hospitable for a 14-year-old male-to-female African-American transgender who's got mental health issues, you can make your system hospitable to anyone.
So that another child, like Juana Zacarias, won't have to bounce around the system alone for 7 years. Having just turned 18, though, and graduating from high school, Juana can live on her own.
I'm over here having hope for something good in my life. You know, make my dad proud from heaven.
And soon, she's hoping to make the move to downtown Los Angeles to study fashion and cosmetology. For NPR News, I'm Leo Duran in Los Angeles.